Well, the delegation will be arriving late this afternoon and is being co-led by two countries, and that is the permanent representatives of the mission of Senegal by Ambassador Fodi Seck, and secondly by Ambassador Samantha Power for the United States. The delegation is comprised of other permanent members of the Security Council, and all 15 members made up of five permanent members, with a further 10 members sitting on the council on a two-year rotation. The current presidency of the council for this month of September is held by New Zealand. So the full 15-member delegation will be visiting South Sudan over the coming 4 days, and will be holding a number of meetings, as well as going on to one of the regions outside of the capital.
So what is the purpose of this visit?
The Security Council has, over the months, voiced its strong concern on the state of the security and political process in the country. They are troubled by the ongoing widespread violence and the dire impact on the humanitarian level. The magnitude of the suffering on the people of South Sudan is worrying. So they intend to use this visit to engage with the Transitional Government of National Unity and also meet with civil society groups, and this includes women representatives, and basically to hear their views about the next steps from the various communities. They'll also be taking time to visit the protection of civilian sites and see for themselves the humanitarian and security situation, and hearing the needs, experiences, and some of the challenges in the POC sites from the IDPs themselves. So the visit really is for the Security Council to understand the real issues on the ground facing the ordinary citizen in South Sudan, so it can ascertain how the UN can better address the safety and security and human rights concerns that they have. In addition to this, they will be holding meetings with the government, and this is to really understand each other and get the peace process back on track. And we are asking the transitional government to think of the people of South Sudan and how best to move the country forward, putting all personal and political differences aside. And we're hopeful that these discussions that the Security Council will have with the government will help clear up the issue of sovereignty and explain that the Regional Protection Force called for by the recent Security Council resolution is not an occupying force, but really demonstrates concern and continued commitment by the wider international community for the people of this country, and to really emphasize that this Regional Protection Force will work in coordination and with the consent of the transitional government.
What can you update on the protection sites?
Well, as you know by now, the mission has six protection sites across the country, where we're currently providing protection to over 200,000 internally displaced people who sought refuge, who have actually been seeking refuge since the onset of the conflict in 2013. And then more recently, with the crisis in Juba, we saw an influx of an estimated 3,000 additional IDPs into the POC site, which is adjacent to UN House, and then a further 4,000 or so take up refuge in our Tomping base, which is a transit site, and it's a temporary location, as it's really not built or designed to host civilians. So what we're doing right now, we've actually started this exercise a few weeks ago, is that we're in the process of voluntarily relocating the IDPs from the Tomping location to UN House. And the reason being is that the POC site that's adjacent to UN House is better designed to accommodate, and it offers the access to humanitarian service for the IDPs. So as I said, this is an ongoing exercise, and as of the end of this week, we've been able to move over 2,000 IDPs who have voluntarily moved themselves to the UN House location.